I'm Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. It's the day after. Whatever happened to Travels in Trump's America? That's the title of a documentary project led by Bruce Hawker. He's a filmmaker from Australia. We spoke with him the first time about 10 days ago. Last month, Bruce was crossing the U.S., speaking with Americans for a film about politics here in 2018. We caught up with him again in Washington today as he was getting ready to head back home.
Hey, Marco. Good to speak to you again.
Likewise. Hope everything's going well.
It is.
You're like 24 hours, less than 24 hours from wheels up and going back to Australia.
Yeah, well, I got to say we're sort of looking forward to getting home after so long on the road, but it's sort of a bit, you sort of get hooked on it here, which I think is probably part of the problem for America.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, you do get hooked on American politics and maybe a little bit on, you know, the constant tweeting by Donald Trump and the reactions by people to that. There's something in that that I think has an effect on us and probably has an effect on the American people.
What do you think that thing is?
Well, I think that he is so dominating in the social media space that people feel compelled to listen to his next contribution, whatever it is. And even though the interest may be morbid in a sense, it's still an obsession. I spoke to a friend of mine in Hawaii recently who said that every day, if he doesn't get his Trump fix, he gets a little bit edgy, even though he doesn't like Trump. That's the thing that's, I think, happening in the United States at the moment, which is curious, but perhaps a little disturbing as well.
So in the last month that you've traveled 3,500 miles, 13 states, 130 interviews, what has been your biggest takeaway?
We think America is an unhappy place right now. That's the most overwhelming impression that we've received. And I don't think that's a particularly healthy thing for Americans. I don't think they like it. I think people at one level want to come together, but at another level feel that there's so much that separates them that they can't really do it. The number of people that we spoke to who said that they don't even talk to their friends or new acquaintances about politics because they know that if they're on the other side of the political fence, that's going to cause real tension.
Well, last time we spoke, you mentioned the deep divisions in this country, which, is not that surprising. But how do you connect the chasms between different views that people have and that unhappiness you were just talking about?
Well, I think people feel that they shouldn't be feeling like that, you know, that there should be a greater sense of oneness in their country. And I think that has been a feature of America from in times past. But now they miss that. And I think it's a discombobulating feeling for a lot of Americans, if you know what I mean. They really feel affected adversely about it. And I think they're also exhausted by the constant conflict. And that's not a good thing. And I suspect that it's going to keep going for the next 2 years, because essentially last night we didn't really see a resolution to that conflict.
Well, this is a unique country. And on that point, my producer says, I have to ask, where are you staying?
We're staying at the Watergate Hotel in Washington. Where else would you stay when you're covering a presidential campaign?
Was that an accident?
No, it was quite deliberate, actually.
Australian documentary filmmaker Bruce Hawker. Good to speak again and safe travels.
Thanks, Marco. Great to talk to you.